sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford? I did mention, I think, to you the other day, man, I'm starting to look a little bit.
That's right, you are.
It's going to be, there'll only be one place I'm going to look. It'll be Sunbury Motors. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, pre-owned vehicles, great sales staff, and a fabulous service department. And remember, when I talk service department, it's not like, oh, something big's going to go wrong. They can fix that. But it's the routine maintenance. You do things right, you should need, over the life of your car, oil changes, obviously, and so forth. But over the life of your car, you should need tires. Over the life of your car, you should need brakes. I mean, normal. They'll take care of all that. You're up to date on all your maintenance. All right, time now for our play-by-play call of the day. Katie Ledecky ascends to the top of the podium. Gold.
Eric can finish. It's just up to Erica Sullivan to hold off Sarah Kohler down there in lane 7, and I don't think Kohler's got enough to do it. Erica Sullivan is going to follow the greatest female swimmer of all time, Katie Ledecky, to the wall. Who will win gold? And here comes 20-year-old Erica Sullivan to pick up the silver.
That is what it's about, that emotion.
Great moment for both along the way. Great moment for both. And great to see that happen. Although I didn't see it happen. Matt did. Matt's been locked in.
Actually, I missed that one.
What?
I saw everything else, but I missed that one.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful. Look, I had a game last night, so, and same thing tonight, same thing tomorrow. So I have not. Again, that's what's happened with me. I would say 8, 12, 16, and now. I've had baseball. So I've been spending a lot of my time doing that. So I don't get a chance to watch it as often. Based on the ratings, a lot of people agree with me. No, I'm just kidding. No? I'm just telling you, it is an issue. I mean, it's...
No, it is, and I'm not surprised, like I said before.
I wonder if it's time zone. And I wonder if people have just... There is a segment of the population that's lost their interest in it. There's not the passion for it anymore.
Well, I think it's time zone and all the COVID things surrounding it, the politics surrounding it. I think that might have turned some people off, where people are just enough of it, and that just the overall timing that it's a year later and people forget maybe that it's on.
Yeah, but the Summer Olympics are always in the summer. And it's almost the exact same dates it was going to be last year. Does it really? I think it's exact same dates by a day, I think. By one day. I think it was supposed to start July 24th last year. This year it started the 23rd with the opening ceremony. I think part of this is, there's certain things. Gymnastics, obviously. Without Simone Biles, they're going to be hurting, too. Because she is dynamic and a star, but they're not going to have her competing. And that's going to be another gut punch for NBC. Also, there is this between taped and live. Every once in a while, like, they'll go to the swimming pool. I think Katie Ledecky's swim last night, I believe, was live, wasn't it?
Yeah, all the swimming was live last night. Actually, yeah. All the programming last night was live except for the playback of what happened with Simone Biles and the gymnastics team last night. Or, in their case, two nights ago.
Right. So, that's part of the issue, too. In other words, I'm tuning in. I already know, for example, like tomorrow. I'll know tomorrow morning what the results were of the all-around. Now, do I want to watch it? I don't know. And Beijing's going to be the same way for the Winter Olympics. We're going to know results of a lot of things. Now, when they get to Paris, Paris is a little different. I think Paris is going to be the litmus test for the Olympics. Paris is what, 5 hours? No, Paris must be six. I think there's 6 hours ahead of us, right?
That sounds right. I think that portion of Europe is six.
That'll be a litmus test. And Milan is like 6 hours. That's the winner. Then obviously Los Angeles, which you'll be able to see everything live at that point on there. But when they go to Brisbane, it's back to what we have now. They're going to have to come up with a different model somewhere. And by the way, like, hey, watch it on Peacock. No, not doing it. And there'll be a story that'll come out. Hey, Peacock getting more clicks and views than ever. Yeah, compared to what? The virtually zero he had before? I don't know. It is... They've got a problem. And I think the Olympic movement has a problem, because I think it seems to me part of this is some people are either not quite on board, not as passionate, or maybe turned off by some of it now. Or maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's time zone and COVID.
And quite frankly, bringing this back to Simone Biles real quick, mm-hmm. I know I said to you before that I was a little bit nervous for them getting these games started. I know they were going to because of the TV money for the IOC. But something like that, what happened with Simone Biles, I kind of feared, was part of my fears that these athletes would already dealing with their pressure to fulfill their high expectations, at least for someone like Simone Biles. Then you have to wait a year, an extra year, to keep training and be ready. Then you have to go through the grueling process of making sure you're going through the COVID protocols, living in that environment, which is less than ideal right now in Japan. So I can see those factors playing into what happened with Simone Biles, too.
Well, I think let's go back now to football here at Penn State and to men's basketball. So the two I can relate to easily here, being around them. How tough last year was being in that bubble and the pressure of testing all the time and everything that goes with it. The athletes at the Olympic Village are all doing the same thing, and it's hotter than heck there. I mean, right now in Tokyo, it is hot, and they can't go anywhere. They are confined to the village. That's it. Mentally, that's not fun either.
And their families aren't there. They're all watching on Zoom. You see all those shots now.
Yeah, like I said, I watched Sunday night. Sunday night's the only night I've watched so far. And they were doing, like, Simone Biles. I saw her do a Zoom call with her family back in Spring, Texas. And you just sit there and you just shake your head. And, like, that's, I'm sorry, that's sad. That's sad. because you need that support system around you. At least that's what we've tried to tell the suit over the years. Have you ever felt like with the suit that we're basically planets? And he's the sun?
S-U-I-T, that spells suit!
Yes.
What bothers him is that I'm Saturn and I don't listen.
That's a good way of putting it. That's good.
And he knows I don't. Yeah, all right. I got you, thanks. Oh, all right. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
In the last few months, when you seriously considered retirement, that this might, you might have, and at what point did you change your mind and decide to actually come back?
Yeah, that was definitely something I thought about. You know, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the off-season away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. You know, I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness in things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play, and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play.
And that was a thoughtful answer. Realistic.
He's a weird dude. I'm sorry.
When you've done something for, 16 years like he has at a high competitive level, and you hit the off-season, sometimes you hit the off-season, and guess what? You take a moment and look around and say, you know what? I'll give you let's just take it from personal experience, for example. 30 and a half years, I worked at Channel 3 on campus. It was worth every second being there. Really liked the people there, the organization, the whole deal. Now, with COVID last year, they had been the ones that were doing the Penn State football and basketball shows, things like that. They felt economically they had to give it up. So, no sports unit. Matt, I'm happier. In other words, there's just like one other thing off my plate. I'm more relaxed without, you know, I'm usually pretty relaxed to begin with. That's what they always laughed about, you know, like, you know, we had something to do, and like, yeah, I got it, don't worry about it. But it's that all of a sudden you realize, okay, am I making a little bit less money from that? But I've made up for it in other ways. But I mean, yeah, but am I more relaxed without, yeah. You know, that make me a weird dude?
In that instance, no, but you're also not just coming up with ways to be offended and just continue to have the spotlight on you and be a distraction to your organization. You're still going out there and just doing your job every day. Aaron Rodgers has kind of been, to be honest, has really kind of been a nuisance to this organization the last 2 years off the field.
Maybe the organization's been a nuisance to him.
I mean, there is definitely fault on both sides here because, as you and I both know, we didn't like the draft pick of Jordan Love. So there definitely is fault on both sides here, but I overall put more of the blame on Aaron Rodgers because of the way he's handled this from day one.
It sounds like they're going to reacquire Randall Cobb, who's not awesome and incredible, but dependable. And Rodgers was one that depended on him. Look, in a free agent world, you're going to lose guys. You know, they have to make their decision. And with salary caps, you have to make difficult decisions on who to keep and who not. So I understand that. I think we all have to have that understanding. But if you're the Green Bay Packers, who gives you the best shot at getting anywhere? He does. Now, do you have to bend over backwards for him? No. Do you have to trust him with some stuff? I think he's earned trust. Yeah. I mean, if he is... I've never met the guy. I've met his brother, Jordan. But I've never been around Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know what kind of... I have no idea what kind of guy he is. Sounds like his teammates like him.
He does still have that. Which so, I find a little surprising, but...
Well, but we're not in the locker room. We're not in the practice field.
You're right.
We don't
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, that's something we just don't know. I mean, that's one thing, you know, I can tell you right now that, you know, over the years, being on a practice field, being on a practice court, where you get a real sense of, like, who's on the same page, who's not. All right? Or who sometimes can be great, or who sometimes can be a pain in the neck. So, I mean, you get that sense. I mean, it's one of those where you're sitting in the booth, and, you know, because of that, you have, like, more than just X and O knowledge about what's going on the floor of the field, okay? So you know that. It's like, I'll give you Trace McSorley. I could have told you, like, when Trace McSorley was a freshman, already beloved by his teammates. Like, something about him. Everybody just liked him, naturally gravitated to him, charismatic. So... Yeah, that's something at least to, you know, we have to think about. We just don't know enough. All we know, you know, you see somebody in a press conference, seeing somebody in a press conference does not give you a full read on who the person is. You know, and if you are hearing rumblings about him being a pain in the neck in the locker room or in the practice field, I'm pretty sure in some way, shape, or form that would get out. That's just the way things are today. You talk to his teammates. I haven't, but you listen to his teammates. Seems to me like they are all behind him. And by the way, I mean, it should be pointed out, Aaron Rodgers has said some really nice things about Jordan Love. Because it's not like he's never said anything bad. I mean, he's gone out and said negative things about Jordan Love. He hasn't. He's a great kid, love to work with him. We're in the same room all the time. He said all that stuff. And, you know, you can tell he means it. You know, I mean, it's not Jordan Love's fault they picked him. Just a few thoughts. I'm trying to think, who would you rather have, Aaron Rodgers or Jalen Hurts? Who would you rather have?
All right, we're gonna go with that. Then yeah, of course.
Oh, out of nowhere, it didn't take long for you to cast aside your guy.
I mean, do you take the good with the bad when it comes to a guy like Rodgers? Yeah, of course. I didn't say that the Packers should get rid of him. I'm just saying he's been a weird guy and he's been a little bit of a nuisance.
Enough of our staff meetings. Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about that? My apologies.
Whoops.
Are the jokes really that easy? I mean, really?
That's all you, man. That's all you.
I hate this show. All right, more on expansion coming up. We got a lot to talk about there. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Lincoln Kia Hyundai. Who has them? Sunbury Motors does. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. A fabulous sales staff that works with you and your budget. And a great service department. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. All right. So it's been a slow day, news-wise or speculation-wise, on the expansion front. But in the end, of course, we all know the driver is going to be money. Last year, the Big 12 distributed $37.7 million to its members, as we mentioned. The American distributed $5.35 million to its members. And then earlier this year, and then before that, they actually distributed $7.4 million. Each athletic department in the Big 12 is now looking at the possibility of a $30 million shortfall in annual revenue. Thus, the opinion of every man for himself. Just because you can expand and that there are options doesn't mean you have to. We go back again to the pie. Pie is so big. We'll take the conference office out of it and just do the basics of 14 slices. Well, if you add two, now you have 16 slices, which means the slices are smaller. Well, with the new TV deal and streaming deal and cable deal up for negotiation and should be done 12 to 15 months from now, the idea is to have a much bigger pie so that all the slices are bigger, even with 16. So you have to add value to that. But you can't sit there and think value with your favorite sport if it is not football. You know, obviously, you know, I'm out at the ballpark, and people say, you know, well, I tell you, get Oklahoma State, that'd be, you know, great for wrestling. You look over, and you have to tell people that word isn't even coming up in discussions. Nobody's looking around going, boy, if we get Oklahoma State, we have great wrestling. Hey, great, well, yeah, let's give them a call. No, it's not happening. Okay, that becomes a post-expansion discussion. Wow, they brought X in. Man, they're going to really add to our wrestling conference. Now you talk about it. But in terms of what the powers are talking about, that isn't even a paragraph or a sentence that's even going to be uttered, not one time, until after a deal is done. Then you'll have people saying, hey, you know what, hey, let's look at this whole thing here right now. This whole thing, like, right, you gotta give them some credit here. It's going to make the baseball conference better. It's going to make the wrestling conference better, you know, things like that. Right now, it is about brands, markets, then football, and then maybe you've got to knock it out of the park, men's basketball program. In other words, it's about the money makers. It's about what makes everything go. And it's about surviving post-COVID. It has to be, you know, it has to be, and you're saying, well, markets aren't as important now in the streaming world. Don't be silly. Okay? Don't be silly. I love that one, too. It's all about streaming now. Is it really? Really? What, because people can come and go on Netflix, it's all about streaming now? How's Peacock doing on the Olympics? There's more cord-cutting than ever. But never forget, 80 million households still have ESPN. Sixty-five million households have Fox Sports 1 and Big Ten Network. I didn't say 65,000. I said 65 million. So before everybody goes whole hog on it's all going to be about streaming, over-the-air and cable rights are still critical. Repeating once again, 80 million. It used to be 100, and cords have been cut to get it to 80. But 80 million households still have ESPN. Not 80,000, 80 million. 65 million at BTN and Fox Sports 1. And everybody can get ABC and Fox or CBS if you want to include them. Because CBS is part of the basketball package for the Big Ten. So don't discount that. While streaming is going to be important, there's no question, you've got to take care of those who want to stream. Whether it's an ESPN Plus, a BTN Plus, whatever it may be, that has to be a part of what you're doing. Or maybe you do a package like the NFL did with Amazon. These are all elements that are on the table. But the more I hear, like, well, you know, markets don't matter because everybody's streaming. Again, 80 million households have ESPN. 65 million at Fox Sports 1 and BTN. All right? So markets still matter. Not a little, a lot. Because even in streaming, they matter. Oh, no, excuse me, who's streaming? Okay, Kansas basketball. Who's streaming Kansas basketball, if you want to add them? Half the town of Marysville, Kansas, is watching on stream. Great. That's about 12,000. Half of Kansas City is watching on stream. Oh, my goodness. Now you're talking about 250,000. See my point? Those elements still matter. But again, you don't expand for expansion's sake. It must be something that in the end is the right fit. That's where the AAU comes in. And is an element that makes, that gives you the chance to make the economic pie bigger because you're going to have another slice that you have to dole out. And in this case, probably two slices. You also can be too big. You also can be too big. And that is something that you need to be very careful of in this. When the Western Athletic Conference went to 16 schools many years ago, they just had it. Now, the Western Athletic Conference is also spread out all over the place, too. But it was too big. They just had a tough time managing it. And then, because of that, the Mountain West broke away. New Mexico, Colorado State, Air Force, and so forth. Wyoming. They broke away. The Mountain West did. The Mountain West has good basketball. The Mountain West has good football. But they broke away because it just became too much to manage. So you can be too big. Now, I think the powers, like the SEC and the Big Ten, A, have enough money, which in turn allows them to have more management capability compared to one that would have limited money and maybe limited capability on managing, like the WAC would have back then. But they split. They ended up going to the Mountain West. The WAC still exists with eight schools. The Mountain West has eight schools. Look how the Big East imploded. Now, they had the additional faction of eight schools only playing basketball, which was constantly, when it came decision time, constantly butting heads with the football schools. It happened over and over again. It just became difficult to manage. Now, you're not going to have this, but it's just the pure volume of schools. Like, go to 20. 20 is hard to manage. And say you want to go with the Pac, you know, some Pac-12 schools, you're talking about four time zones. It is not easy to manage that many schools. And I think that kind of, that becomes a big part of this. What do you feel confident in managing where all the schools involved, starting with your base 14, where they can handle it? And when do you become a league and not a conference? The SEC's bordering on that right now. As I pointed out earlier in the week, Texas A&M has been in the league since 2012. They have played Georgia in football once. Really? It's their 10th year in the league. They played them one time in the first nine seasons in the league. That's a conference? Really? Now, part of the problem is they have the eight games, and you have the automatic crossover game. Alabama's crossover, for example, is Tennessee. I believe Georgia's is Auburn. But because of that, it's every once in a while we'll play Arkansas. Every once in a while we'll, well, I guess they're, Georgia's in the same conference, the same division as Georgia is. Georgia and Missouri are in the same conference, the same division, I mean. But every once in a while, Missouri will play LSU. Every once in a great while, they'll play Arkansas. Even though they're further west than Arkansas. See, you start getting into that, and you're now causing a disconnect of fan bases, where a conference is supposed to connect fan bases. Now, they may connect them through rivalry and we can't stand you. But you're okay. How connected? Let's do it at a local level. How connected are the Shikellamy and Sealands Grove fan bases?
Oh, very connected, of course.
Exactly. Because there's that competition between them all the time. Now, take this to an Auburn and Alabama obviously are, but take for example, Texas A&M and Georgia. How connected are their fan bases going to be? They're the SEC in name only. They hardly ever play each other in anything. And I think conferences have to remember that when they're doing their scheduling. That's why I talked about the ability to play everybody in a five-year span. Play everybody except one school in a four-year span. That keeps the conference connected to one another. And I'm telling you, I see so many mistakes being made where I sit back and say, I understand your reasoning. That's why I go back to the Iowa thing. Jack and I kid with Gary Dolphin and Ed Podolak all the time about, are you sure we're not in the same division? Because they play every year. I mean, with all due respect to Iowa, as you know, Dolphin and Pody, we love. We think they're great. But everybody knows we should be rotating around. Hey, you know, you got to be playing Northwestern home and away, you know, this time. Nah, you got to be playing Minnesota home and away this time. Now you're going to be playing Wisconsin home and away this time. All right, now it's Iowa's turn. You should be doing it. It keeps the conference connected. Keeps the fan bases connected. You can be so big. We're now, and I love this. Have you been reading the articles? They're now using the word pod. Oh, for God's sake, just say it's a division. What? Stop using fancy, stupid words. We're going to make it into a pod. Sorry, we aren't peas. Okay? It's a division. You got four divisions, not four pods. It's like somebody put out the word of the day and now everybody feels they have to write it. Every time I see everybody using the same words all the time, I'm sitting back saying, where's the independent thought? All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Well, I could hear the disappointment in your voice when I told you Reggie Bush wasn't getting his Heisman back.
I'm mixed about that. I mean, it still looks kind of bad, but at the same time, I get where the rules are with that in terms of the pay to play as opposed to an endorsement for your play.
By the way, Florida and Central Florida have agreed to a series beginning in 2024. How about that? In football. That's cool. UCF and Florida playing each other. Hey, in state. It's nice.
I suppose.
Well, UCF has been aching to play bigger teams.
All right, I get that. I just don't like this. We're going to agree to play each other for the next couple of years, so we're going to create this rivalry. Like, I think that needs to stop, too, in college football.
That what? Say that again. I'm sorry, Matt. I didn't say that again.
I think it needs to stop in college football where schools agree to play each other for the next few seasons, then all of a sudden it becomes a rivalry. Like, rivalries don't happen like that. Like, I hate that about college football.
Oh, I agree with that. No, I've talked about that many times. I totally agree with that. I just think it's neat that UCF and Florida have decided, hey, let's play. That's all. I mean, they're in the same state. UCF's had success. Florida's had success. I think it's neat they're going to play each other. That's all. Didn't say it was going to be the knockdown, drag-out fight that you are aching for. The NBA draft is tomorrow. I just don't understand why it wasn't on your planning sheet.
Not anymore, it is for me. As a Sixer fan.
Yeah, they draft Wade, although they might trade Ben Simmons tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the only thing that intrigues me to even keep one iota on it, is if Ben Simmons gets traded tomorrow.
What would you watch, the Olympics or the draft?
Oh, the Olympics, hands down. Then if a Ben Simmons trade comes down, then I'll bring my attention to that, and then we go back to the Olympics.
Yeah, I've got a baseball game tomorrow night, but believe it or not, I probably watched the first few picks of the draft. But that's, you know, it's a personal interest thing. That's all. Personal interest. So who ran the show today?
Anthony, our intern. He's here with us till October, so he's been doing a little bit of everything, continuing to do a good job. So, he's...
Anthony, way to get it done. Way to get it done. Thrilled for you. All right? When I come in there next Wednesday, we'll talk and I'll give you some hints about avoiding the corner office.
There you go.
Only because I just want to keep you sane.
Yes, I'll be back and forth between the producer chair and the Studio A here to let him do some running of the show.
Well, a lot of fun today. More coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to it very much. We're going to have Rob Beer Temple, I believe, on tomorrow. Talking about the Pirates. Or at least what's left of them. The Nationals and Phillies could have a COVID issue tonight. So we'll have to wait and see how that turns out.